Kurdish writer, journalist, human rights activist, among many other titles. Behruz Vucheni, welcome again to SBS.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Today we wanted to discuss the recent announcement of the film based on your book, No Friends But the Mountains, writing from Manus Prison. Could you tell us how this idea came to be, and was it always a thing that you wanted to achieve?
Yeah, I think what is important is that we share this story in different languages. So cinema has a powerful and strong language to share this story. And, you know, this story is not my story. You know, my story is only a part of the story. And so in this movie, I think the main aim is that we share the whole story and how and what the Australian government has done in Manus Island and Nauru. And unfortunately, it still continues, and still this policy remains, and still hundreds of people remain in Manus Island, in PNG and Nauru. So what we are going to do is to tell this story and share this story in a cinematic language. So because, you know, it is my experience that a big part of Australian society don't want to read, don't want to do research and to know about this tragedy. So I think by making a movie, more people engage with this. And also the good thing with this project is that we can tell this story in an international level, in a global level. And I think that is important because this story is not only belong to Australia. And I always, my perspective always is a global perspective, because what the Australian government has done is not only damage Australia, but it become like a model for other countries. And so it is about human rights. So it is a global issue, and it is about our values and principles. So that's why I think it's very important that we share this story in a different language and to lots of people, you know, globally, not only Australia.
From what we understand is that the movie will be shot in Australia. Do you have any idea as yet where it will be shot, and what are the details that you know about the movie?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm allowed to share the information, the details. Just I can put, I'm able to put a general comment about my feeling and our aims and what this movie is going to say. So, but I think, yeah, I'm not sure that I'm allowed to share the information in details or not. Okay. But I think, the you know, making this movie in Australia, I think that showed that Australia cannot walk away from this story, and the government is responsible. And also, you know, through lots of artistic projects, I and other refugees, we have been in Australia. We never put feet in Australian, you know, land. But in other side, we have been there. We exist through artistic work and through our resistance. So that's why I think this movie is only another project. Right now that I'm talking with you, I'm speaking with you about this project. There are other projects, other artists and researchers who are working on base of this material that we already created in Manus Island, and also those people from Australia who have worked on this field. So we have actually we recorded this part of history, and now this project is only one of the biggest projects, and there are other projects, and hopefully in next year, next 2 years, people hear more. And so I think that is important.
So the other projects you are mentioning, will they be about the Manus experience as well?
You know, these projects are in the universities, because these days I work with the researchers more than any community, and also in some musicians, in theater and in cinema, you know, this project. I think, you know, what I want to say is that we have a huge body of works, and I think it's important that the researchers and artists reproduce new work on base of these materials.
What are your thoughts about the comment that came from Peter Dutton saying, no matter what, that you personally won't set foot on Australia? Do you think it matters?
I didn't hear that he put a comment, but I never said I want to go to Australia. We never say that. Just we say that, let us go. I think that doesn't make sense, you know, that you know, someone tell me that you never come to Australia. It's like that someone from Russia tell me that you never come to Russia. You know, that doesn't make sense. I didn't want to go to Australia. Just I said, let us go. Yeah. So now I look at Australia in this way. Of course, I have lots of good friends in Australia. I have lots of friends in Australia, and I have worked with Australian people for years and years, and still I work with people. But I don't think about this, you know. It's not like, that doesn't make sense for me, really.
But your work is continuing. You're able to work freely. And how has it changed from, you know, from being in Manus and working on these projects that you just mentioned in comparison to being in New Zealand? Do you feel like you're able to achieve much more now?
You know, I, as a writer, I'm working on a different project, which is not related to Manus Island.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to stuck in Manus, but in other side, still people are there, still people remain. And I continue to do advocacy for people. I do my best. In other side, you know, those artists and researchers who really want to work on this issue, I do my best to help them and you know, share my understanding and idea. So it's like this for me. But and also in other side, I, you know, these days I just work in with people in European countries, because the book already released in I think about 20 countries. And some of the countries, such as Germany, the book will release soon, but already in Italy, France, Netherlands, and other countries.
So they have been translated to these languages, right?
Yeah, already released. And now these days, actually, I'm working more, I attend the events in Europe rather than Australia. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a story this government or no one in this world is able to hide this, you know, and we should share this story. It is my perspective, but in a way to create change, in a way that we educate people, in a way that we actually challenge the system. Yeah. All of these works, I understand them in this way. And on the other side, I think we now have this right to reduce this tragedy. Of course, we should work, but we should work in a way that don't reduce the tragedy, you know, to industry. Yeah, I'm aware of that, but it's really hard. It's not easy. Yeah, but I have some principles. strong principles, and the main principle is that we now have this right to reduce this tragedy.
Well, thank you so much again for your time.